If you have your Bible, turn this morning to Mark, St. Mark chapter 12. Mark chapter 12. We want to begin this morning, God to be our help, on verse 28. And the Bible says, "And one of the scribes came, and having heard them reasoning together and perceiving that he had answered them well, asked him, which is the first commandment of all? And Jesus answered him, the first of all the commandments is, Hear, O Lord, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, and with all thine soul, and with all thine mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. And the second is like, namely this, Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than these. And the scribe said unto him, Well, Master, thou hast said the truth, for there is one God, and there is none other but He. And to love Him with all the heart, and with all the understanding, and with all the soul, and with all the strength, and to love his neighbor as himself is more than all whole burnt offerings and sacrifices. And when Jesus saw that he answered discreetly, he said unto him, Thou art not far from the kingdom of God. And no man after that durst ask him any question." As we look at this morning, we see some things that's mentioned here in God's Word. And He's talking about love. And I believe when God speaks, He's talking about great love, because that's what He has for me and you. Ain't you glad for that today? It's not just a little love that God has for me and you, but it's a great big love that God has for us. A love big enough that He sent the best He had to die on a crude cross of Calvary so that we might be set free, that we'd have liberty this morning to come before Him boldly into the throne room of grace and just to make our supplications known unto Him. But if we could come together this morning for a little while and just realize how big God is and what He wants to do in our life, if we could realize the meaning, the very meaning of love here as God's manifesting it to us, what the Lord Himself is telling us is the most important part. Amen? The love of God is the... Hey, and our love for God is the most important part. But I want to ask you a question this morning in preaching. I want to ask you this question as you to consider this morning. Do you really love God? Do you personally really love God? You say, "Well, yeah, preacher, I love God." Well, what is love? Well, the Bible teaches here that the meaning of the law expresses love. The Bible says, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God." And it goes on and says, "Thou shalt..." Now listen, this isn't a suggestion. He said, "Thou shalt love." Amen? Not a suggestion, not if you want to. He said, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God." And He said, "Thou shalt love thy neighbor." Amen? The very essence of what God is trying to demonstrate and bring down to us in our life is that we should have love in our heart. We should love God, and we should love our neighbor. If we don't love God this morning, let me just say this, you can't love your neighbor. Amen? If you don't love God this morning, you can't love your spouse. If you don't love God this morning, you can't love your children the way God wants you to love them. We need to evaluate ourselves this morning and ask the question, this has been on my heart for a while, do we really love God? Or are we just playing church? It's easy to play church, isn't it? Come and say, "Yeah, you know, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus." But do we really love God? Amen? So we know that the meaning of the law of love, the law is expressed by love. But the Bible also teaches that the meaning of love is defined by the law. Amen? Love is a wholehearted obedience to God's commandments. It's when we get a hold of what God's given us, praise God, we take hold of it for dear life and say, "You know what? I want to be pleasing to God." Now that's love. That's reciprocating love that we give back to Him because He's first loved us. Because He loves us with a great and a mighty love, cares for us. Amen. So what is love? Little John says in 1 John chapter 5, now, I'm going to take my time this morning because I've got quite a bit of scripture I want to give you this morning on the love of God and loving God. It's an important thing. We need to know our relationship with Him. We need to know, praise God, how to get closer to Him in these last days. The world is a wicked place that we're living in. Now I'm just straight. I just want to be straight up. I'm not talking about sinful no more. We used to have sinful world and sinful people. We bypassed sinfulness and just went to plumb wickedness. Amen? We're living in a wicked, wicked world. When you say, well, how come? Because people are disregarding God and His Word. We're going off on our own and saying, well, you know, it feels good, so I believe I'll do it. Started back in the 60s in the hippie movement. Amen? And if we ain't very careful, some of us, praise God, that was born and raised in that time, we'll get caught up in that mess. But the Bible said that God's people are a separate people. Amen? And the only way that we can be separate this morning is realize, praise God, that we can love God. Amen? We can. You can this morning. Love God with all your heart. Amen? But John tells us this in 1 John chapter 5 and verse 3. He said, for this is the love of God. Now, I like it when the Holy Ghost just puts her out there for you and says, this is what it is. Hey, I don't need no man to suffer that for me. Because God said it. God said it. I believe it. Praise God. And that's all that matters. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, for this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments. And His commandments are not grievous. So what is the love of God? That we just listen to God. If we really love Him, then we got to listen to Him. And He's always speaking to us. Hey, if you're a child of God this morning, if you've accepted the blood, the death, burial, and of the Lord Jesus Christ and been saved, then you're a child of God. He's continually wanting to speak to us. He will continually talk to you through His Spirit, through the Word of God. Amen. That's what He does. He goes on in 1 John chapter 2, verse 5. He said, whoso keepeth His Word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. See, we're in a state of being perfected. Brother Andrew, I'm not there yet. But He's still, like our young and sing, He's still working on me. Amen. He's still working on you. Hey, you're a work in progress. If you'll just let God, He will. Amen. Day by day, He'll bring us along, making us more like Himself. Praise the Lord. So hereby know we that we are in Him. Amen. How do we know that we're Him? Because He's working on us. And He's working in us. Hey, I can't do the things I used to do. He won't allow me to do that. Amen. He quick, fast, and hurry, praise God. He gets my attention, Brother Bill, and says, oh, wait a minute, boy. That's not right. Amen. He'll bring up a verse of Scripture, praise God, and convict my heart to turn from that, praise God, and to turn back into the path that He's got for me. And I want to say, that's a whole lot better place to be. Hey, let me just say better. Amen. You run from God, praise God, you'll take a whooping. You'll never be satisfied. You'll never be happy. You'll never have joy in your heart till you just say, Lord, here I am. Send me. Amen. It's just like the weight of the world will be lifted off of you. The cares will be gone, praise God, and God will begin to help you. See, we think, well, you know, preacher, I can't do that. The Lord laid on my heart, but hey, He won't lay nothing on your heart that He won't help you to do. Amen. And He's a great big God. He's able to do all things. And what He does well. Amen. Amen. Yes, he don't make no mistakes. If He's unctioning your heart, praise God, glory be God, He's like Brother Rex is teaching Sunday school this morning. Oh, Cornelius, praise God, God was working on his heart. And he said, to Cornelius, he said, you sent some man up there to this place and you asked for old Peter. Amen. And when you're there, and he told old Peter, he said, there's some men out there that seek for you. He said, you go with them, nothing doubting. Yep. Amen. Yeah. Praise the Lord. And when Peter got down there at Cornelius' house, old Cornelius there, he fell down before him. He said, well, wait a minute, don't worship me. I'm just a man like you. He said, what are you desiring? He said, well, there's an angel. The Lord spoke to me, praise God. He said, to send for you, and you tell us what we need to know. Old Peter said, I begin to preach them the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God. And they begin to fall out and get saved. Amen. Don't say God can't use you. God use us if we know who He is and if we love Him. I believe if we love Him this morning, we'll want to serve Him. Amen. I believe we'll want to serve Him if we truly love Him this morning. But let me just give you just a few this morning. God help me. Some of the elements in love for God. What it takes to have love for God. Number one, the Bible says it takes knowledge. It takes knowing Him, knowing who He is. Now, a lot of times we get caught up in external emotion. We get caught up in a bunch of external emotion and we think that's God. Sometimes, hey, and I won't say there's emotion in knowing the Lord. It's an exciting thing. Amen. But it don't take emotion, praise God, to get us to God. Amen. It won't do the trick. But praise God, that precious word of truth, that knowledge of knowing Him. Let me give you an example. You younger people, if you're going to, one of these days you'll start dating. Amen. You'll find the Mr. Right, or you'll find that Mrs. Right, and you'll start dating, and one of these days you'll decide it's time to marry. But you don't just jump into it right away and say, oh, well, this is the one, I'm just going to go ahead and get married. No, you come alongside and you begin to learn about them. You begin to know. Peter said we need to know them. That tells us, guys, that we need to know these ladies in an understanding way. In other words, according to knowledge. Begin to know what they like and they dislike and how to be pleasing to them. Because, praise God, he said we're just like Christ to our mate, praise God. We're supposed to come alongside them and do that to, praise God, that brings joy in their life. Amen. And the same thing with the ladies. So we got to know, hey, how can we love somebody that we don't know? Amen. Now, I know in places, I was talking to a fellow about this, these places that they do these marriages. Amen. They arrange these marriages. And what them people do, they come together with that in their mind and say, this is what it's supposed to be. And they make it work. They begin to learn and know each other. So what are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying it's never too late. Amen. God will help us if we'll let Him, but we got to know Him. The first element in it is knowledge and knowing Him. Not an emotional thing, and it's not a motivational thing either. Amen. Brother Charles, you can't have somebody come in and get you all stirred up and get you all pumped up, praise God, to get you to know who God is. Amen. Now I know that sometimes we get excited about things of God. That's all right. Hey, we ought to be excited about things of God. We ought to be excited when God's Word begins to speak to our heart, show us where we're at, show us we're His own sinners, praise God, saved by the marvelous grace of God, headed to a place called glory. Amen. But praise God, it's not about emotion. It's not about motivation. But praise God, it's about knowledge of Him, knowing who God is, knowing what He wants to do for me and you. Even in this life, when there's wickedness all around, God's still wanting to work in us. Amen. I've been reading and studying in the book of the Song of Solomon. Oh, man, what a beautiful love story. Amen. But it's the Scriptures that speaks to us when we see the bride and she's looking for her beloved. Longing for her beloved. And she says in chapter 2, verse 8, the voice, with an exclamation, the voice of my beloved. Amen. Wow, she's excited because she hears the voice of her beloved. I want to say this morning, praise God, we ought to be excited when God speaks to us. We ought to be excited. Hey, even if we're doing something wrong and God says, hey, you oughtn't to do that, praise God, we ought to be excited. Say, thank you, God. My beloved, thank you for showing me. Amen. Thank you for getting me back on track in a place where you can love me and acknowledge me and show me, praise God, your grace. Amen. She said, I heard the voice of my beloved. Hey, you ever get in this blessed old book and the voice of the beloved speaks to you? Amen. All of a sudden, out of the Word, there's a voice. I'm not talking about an audible voice. Amen. But we did have that one time when Miss Brenda's a mother was in the hospital. She was sick, and we went to pray before we left. And just about the time we got to the end of it, I said, brought the supplication for healing and all this other stuff, and prayed about how much God loved her and how much He cared for her, how much He was there for her. And about the time I said, amen, Miss Brenda had her phone and she had it tuned in there. I think when Brother Kevin would call her, that it has a song come on there. It said, I just called to say I love you. Amen. About the time I said, amen, that song rang out, praise God. And I said, praise God, an audible from the Lord. Amen. Amen. Right on time. But that's what He does, praise God, in the prayer room of our heart. He speaks to us, praise God, in the voice of through the Scriptures, amen, and says, you know what? I love you. Amen. Paul knew this, and that the Lord was a shining light, and because of knowledge, we know Him. Amen. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 3, he talks about the gospel, that was hid. He said, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. You know why the lost are so wicked? Because they have no knowledge of God. They don't realize how much He loves them. He said, in whom the God of this world, the devil, hath blinded the minds of them which believe not. He said, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. He said, for we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. But listen to verse 6. He said, for God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, talking about speaking from back to creation. Amen. And you know, even from the time of creation to now, God has not forgot about you. You've been on His mind the whole time. Isn't that a wonderful thing? Amen. That's how much God loves and cares for you. He said, hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge, here it is, of the glory of God in the face or the very person of Jesus Christ. Amen. What do we have knowledge of? We have knowledge of Jesus, how much He loved us, that He gave Himself for us. Amen. Praise the Lord. Ain't that a marvelous thing? How much did God love? He loved us a bunch. In 1 John chapter 4, verse 19, He said, we love Him. We love Him. Why do we love Him? Because He first loved us. When we realize, praise God, Brother Dean, how much God loves us, how much God's there for us, how much God wants to care for us, praise God, it's not hard to love Him back. Amen? Well, hey, He's our Heavenly Father. If we realize how much He wants to take care of us because He loves us, praise God, it's not hard to love Him back. But till we realize how much He loves us, till we realize what He's done for us, Jesus done it all across the Calvary. He said He hung up there between the heavens and the earth, took the sins of every one of us, past, present, and future, and said, it's finished. Amen. So now, Brother Don, all we got to do is cast our cares on Him because He cares for us. Amen. He's took care of all of our sinfulness. And He's offered us a new life in the Lord Jesus Christ. So we got to have an element of God's love is having a knowledge of Him. Not only do we need a knowledge of Him, but number two, we need to delight in Him. Amen. Do you delight in the Lord today? Amen. Praise the Lord. He's a special thing. Hey, why do we delight in the Lord? Because He first delighted in us. In Psalms 18 and verse 19, the Bible says, He delivered me because He delighteth in me. Why did God deliver you from your sin? Why did He take sin upon Himself? Why did He become the perpetuation, that price of sin? Because He loved you. He delighted in you. Bible says in Deuteronomy, He said that you are the apple of His eye, that most tender part. Amen. That's how much He loves you. That's how much He thinks about you. See, when the world's out there telling you God don't care nothing about you, nobody cares about you and your little old family. Praise God, you looking between Beak and Bill, and you said, that's a lie. God loves me. Yeah. Amen. God, hey, and I will say this, God's people love you. Amen. Amen. Hey, praise God. I thank God for that, ain't you? That blessed love of God. In Psalms 37, verse 4, the psalmist says this, delight thyself also in the Lord. Why do we delight in God? Because He delights in us. And He says, hey, we need to delight ourselves in God. Amen. We need to rejoice and get excited about God. How much He loves our Lord. What He does for us, praise God, day by day. Who He is, to delight ourselves, to delight yourself, amen? Well, in what? In His person, who He is. I'm delighted just in who my Lord is. Hey, He was that perfect sacrifice, sinless from the foundation of the world. Now, He was 100% God, and He was 100% man. The Lord, and He walked on this earth, born of a virgin, amen? Mary was His mother, the Holy Ghost was His father, amen? Praise the Lord. Now, these perversions of the Bible, if you've got one of them, or perversion books, they said that Mary and his father. Amen. But hey, talk about Joseph. Joseph wasn't his father. The only reason Joseph was associated was because he was the one that gave him his name. Said, I'm going to call him Jesus. Amen. Jesus the Christ, the anointed one of God. That gift, praise God, it was passed down to man. Amen. He said, thank God for that gift that was given. That's who we delight in Him, the Lord Jesus Christ, the person of Christ. Amen. We delight to draw near to Him. The closer, the better. Hey, listen, I'm like old John. I'm like old John the Beloved, praise God. I want to snug up, crawl up in his lap, praise God, and say, hey, listen, I just want to hear the heartbeat of God. Hey, could you imagine? Hey, you say, well, preacher, we can't get that close. Why not? Hey, he don't love, glory to God, he's not a respecter person. He don't love John a bit more than he loves me and you. Praise God, if we believe His Word and we seek to draw nigh, praise God, have a desire, Brother Andrew, we can scooch up in His lap, we can snuggle up to Him, and we can hear the heartbeat of God. Hey, we need that again in the United States of America, in our churches today. We need to hear the heartbeat of God.
Amen.
Amen. The only way to do that is to draw close to Him. Have a desire, praise God, for the person, amen, of the Lord Jesus Christ. Bless His holy name, that we'd draw nigh unto Him. So see, when we begin to draw nigh to Him, hey, when we begin to draw nigh to Him, Brother Charles, we begin to praise Him. We begin to realize how wonderful He is, how He's altogether lovely. Amen. Praise God. He's that better part. See, we chase around, Brother Jeff, after this world and all the things it has to offer. And there's a lot of things to enjoy in this world. There is. But if we take our eyes off the prize, man, we're messing up. We'll lose our joy, praise God, because our joy is in the Lord. Amen. I don't know about you. I don't want to get out there. There's been a time or two in my life, and hey, I hate to admit it, but I've eased away from the Lord, praise God, and I've lost my joy. Amen. But praise God, when I got to looking for Him, there He was. Amen. Praise God, He was like that prodigal's father. He was, hey, glory be, when I headed back up that road from the hog pen, I throw down the pail, jumped the rail, it hit the trail, praise God, running back to my heavenly Father. Praise God, there He was with open arms to receive me.
Amen.
Amen. And I just began to praise Him. Thank You, Lord. Thank You for not throwing the pot away. Thank You for molding me and making me. Praise be to God. So we begin to praise Him. Then we begin to, if we delight Him, we begin to serve Him. Amen. Doing those things that's pleasing to God. That requires searching our hearts. The Bible says if we judge ourselves, lest ye be judged. Amen. But if we begin a daily judging, if we begin a daily inspecting of our own lives according to God's precious Word. Amen. If we love Him, hey, we'll delight to do that. Amen. Well, let me go on. Not only do we delight in Him, but we desire, have a desire for Him. In Psalms chapter 73 and verse 25, the Bible says this, whom have I in heaven but Thee? Question mark. Said, who's in heaven on my behalf? Who's taking care? Who's in control but You, Lord? Said, You are the reigning force of glory. Amen. Boy, when we ever get a hold of that just right, it'll help us. Amen. But he goes on and says, and there is none upon earth that I desire beside Thee. Amen. When our desire is to, when we delight in Him and our desire is to Him, amen, it makes all the difference in the world. We begin to see Him, praise God, in a whole different aspect. He becomes our Lord and our Savior, the light, praise God, of our very life. He begins to shine in us, praise God, a marvelous light that can't be quenched by the demons of hell or this world.
Amen.
Amen. Praise be to God. Everywhere you go, that light will shine. Amen. It shine out of darkness, praise God. Glory be to God. There's a way out, glory be to God, in the Lord Jesus Christ. We just need to look for the way out. Amen. Make a way of escape so that you may be able to bear. Again, back in Song of Solomon, the bride, she was looking for her love. She was constantly, Brother Jesse, looking for her beloved. In Song of Solomon chapter 3, verse 1, the bride says, I sought Him whom my soul loveth. In verse 2 of Song of Solomon chapter 3, she said, I will seek Him whom my soul loveth. In verse 3, she asks the watchman, Have ye Him, saw ye Him whom my soul loveth? She said, have you seen the one I love? Have you seen? Can you show me where he's at? Can you point me in the direction of my beloved? Amen. She had a desire for him. She would go on in verse 4. I can just see rejoicing in her voice. She said, I found him whom my soul loveth. I held him and would not let him go. She said, hey, that one that I love, hey, if we love God, praise God, we won't let go of him. If we, hey, if you truly love something, praise God, you don't want to let go of it. Amen. You want to cleave to it. Praise God. If you get separated, you want to find it. Amen. She said, hey, that one that I love, praise God, I search for him and I search for him. And when I find him, praise God, I'm going to hold on to him. Amen. But the amazing thing about our God is that he's got a hold of us. He holds on to us if we'll just let him this morning. Amen. If we really love him today, he does that for us. Amen. The soul that has no desire for Lord Jesus Christ don't know him. Amen. If we don't have a desire for him like this bride in Song of Songs, amen, we don't know him. If we know him today, we'll have a desire for him. Amen. God will give us a desire. Now we're in contention. Because the flesh is going to rise up and the flesh is going to say, well, you know, you don't need that. You don't need that. You don't need that to survive. But that's a lie from the devil. We need that relationship. We need to cling to him. We need to run to the Lord. Amen. There'll be times in our life, praise God, that's going to come up. There's going to be time of decision. There's going to be time of trials and temptations and heartaches. And during those times, where can we go? Where can we go? But to the Lord. Amen. There'll be times in our life that our family can't help us. There'll be times in your life the church can't help you. There'll be times in your life that the world won't help you. But we can run to the Lord, praise God, that ever-present help in a time of trouble, and He'll help us. Bible says He hears and answers prayer. Bible says He inclines His ear to us. God wants to hear from me and you. He loves us, and we should love Him in return. Amen. But do we love Him today? Do we truly love Him? Amen. The number 4, last but not least, if we truly love Him, we've got a confident trust in Him. Amen. 1 John chapter 4. 1 John chapter 4 in verse 8. Let me go back to verse 17. It says, here is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because as He is, so are we in this world. Amen. So we've been brought out. We've been revived, praise God, through Lord Jesus Christ. We've been saved by His marvelous sacrifice. In verse 18, He says, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear. Do you hear that? Amen. He said, because fear hath torment, he that feareth is not made perfect in love. Amen. But he said, hey, if we're confident and have a trust in him, if we're trusting the Lord today, praise God, that love, he said, will cast out that fear. He'll get rid of that fear. He'll get rid of that fear of being left alone. He'll get rid of that fear of being desolate. He'll get rid of that fear, praise God, that we have of having no one. Because we'll know, praise God, in our heart that we always have someone with us. Because he promised he'd never forsake us. He's always there. Now the devil will rise up in our minds and he'll say, well, you know what? I remember a time when the Lord wasn't there. I remember a time when I was all by myself. There's never been a time like that. Because if God leaves you, you cease to exist. Amen? He gives us the very breath that we, and the air that we breathe. Hello? When the devil rises up in the world and says, you know what? You're all by yourself. Nobody cares for you. You look between me and I say, that's hogwash. God loves me. He cares for me. He loved me, praise God, first. Amen. When I didn't even think about him, I was just concerned about myself, trying to beat out a living, trying to make a life. Praise God. God had me on his mind. He was thinking about me. Amen. You want to throw the devil a curve this morning? You want to give the devil a black eye every time he raises up and says nobody cares about you? Praise God, you say, devil, you're a liar. God loves me. Amen. You start saying, Jesus, I love you. Amen. You try that. When the old devil shows up, praise God, you just shut your eyes and say, Jesus. I mean, just like, hey, focus, just like your... Hey, Bible said, enter into the throne room boldly. See, that middle wall partition been taken down. We don't have to go through no man, no petition. Praise God, we can take it right to the throne room of grace. And praise God, Brother Mike, we can shut our eyes, or with our eyes open, it don't matter, praise God, but we can shut our eyes and focus on the throne room of God and say, Lord Jesus, I love you. Amen. Praise God, when you get to crying out to the throne room, God, telling God how much you love Him, that reciprocating love that's going back and forth, that wants to go back and forth, praise God, it'll stir you in the depths of your soul. Amen. Now, next thing you know, you'll be singing Victory in Jesus. Amen. That old hymn, Victory in Jesus. Praise God, it'll be a ringing in your heart. Praise God. Why? Because you've got victory in the Lord Jesus Christ. That fear is gone, that fear of judgment. That fear of chastisement from the Lord. That's what he's talking about here. He said, that's gone. He said, we are living in an age of grace in perfect liberty in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And in order to give us that the confident trust in the Lord Jesus Christ because of what he's already... A confident trust, a confident love for God. But we have to ask her this morning, do we really love God? Do you really, really love the Lord? Amen? Do you love Him enough to make these elements part of your life? I'm talking about the knowledge and delight in Him, desire Him, and to have a confident trust in Him. It makes all the difference. Amen? It makes us who we are in the Lord. But we have to have it. But do we really love Him? See, in order to love, it takes a little bit of dedication. Amen? It takes a little bit of dedication, step out on faith, say, you know what? I love the Lord because He first loved me. Well, if we get hold of that part, say, I love Him. I'm going to love Him because He first loved me. I didn't deserve that. I was just an old hell, wicked hell deserving sinner. See, I can't look down my nose at this world that we live in because that's who I was. Amen. Paul said in the book of Romans, he said, and so were some of you. He said, but I thank God for that word were. He said, so were some of you. But he said, but now, amen. Praise God. I thank God, but now I'm a new creature in Christ Jesus. Saw the old things are passed away, and behold, all things are becoming new. Amen. I'm becoming a new creature. What about you? I mean, do you love the Lord? Do we truly love the Lord? Amen. The elements of love that we manifest. We got to get to know Him. Amen. We got to delight in Him because He delights us. We got to desire Him because He first desired us. And we got to have trust in Him, confident trust in the Lord. Do you have those elements in your life today?